This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we talk about subjects that we think are interesting and important for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. So recently, I saw a headline and read and heard that a very, very prominent person here in Western New York was announcing her retirement as president and CEO of People Inc. And she is Rhonda Frederick, and probably a household name here for anybody in Western New York who has had anything to do with so many organizations and companies, and anything to do with nonprofit companies that really serve Western New York. People Inc. is, as I found out, the largest employer, one of the largest employer. I don't know if that means a nonprofit or in general. I'll find out from our guest. But I'm happy to say that Rhonda Frederick is in the studio with us, visiting us here on Target and sharing information about not only herself and her retirement, but of course the good work and the important work that People Inc. does here in the community. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
On Target, Rhonda. Tell us, I'm assuming that everybody knows and has heard about you and the good work of People Inc. But I was surprised when I read this. I thought, oh my gosh, she has a remarkable career of 43 years of service at People Inc. That's pretty unusual in this day and age, isn't it, for somebody to stay with one organization and contribute and be with them for over such a long period of time? It's unusual, isn't it?
It is a bit unusual, although I will say at People Inc., we have a lot of folks who came to work for us young and have stayed for many, many years. So lucky in that.
We found that out because Kevin just told us that Kevin just told us he went to high school with somebody that a friend, he wondered if she was still working there, and she is, and has worked her way up sort of like you.
Absolutely, into a vice president position. So
that's as you said, it's unusual, but in People Inc. it seems to be a pattern. Tell us about how you started in the service and got interested in people with disabilities service.
Sure. Well, I graduated from the Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, with a degree in social work, and I came back home, and it was 1980. I was having a hard time finding a social work job, and a friend of mine suggested People Inc., and I went for an interview, and they hired me. I really didn't have any background or understanding of individuals with disabilities, but I got a job in one of People Inc.'s group homes on Main Street in Williamsville. I walked in the door that day, and I think by the end of my shift, I knew I had found something really special.
And I want you to not brag, but tell us a little bit about your working your way up to be CEO.
Sure. I fell in love with the field, and I was fortunate after about a year to get a social work position. I worked with individuals and their families who attended our day programs and helped them with their medical needs, with their social needs. Did that for a number of years. I went on to become an administrator in our day programs, was tapped to do development and to bring new projects and exciting new things to the agency. I did that for quite a while and eventually worked myself into the chief operating officer. So I had responsibility over the programs that the agency ran. And when our longtime CEO, Dr. Jim Bowles, and my mentor, retired in 2014, I was tapped to become the CEO.
So we're talking not only about a person, you know, pursuing their career, but a woman succeeding a man and becoming, maybe the first CEO of a big, very large company. So we're covering all the bases here.
Yeah, we are.
On Target, the woman, right, and the disabilities.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I, you know, when I started at People Inc. in 1980, we had an operating budget of about $3 million, and we had 200 employees. And this year, we have an operating budget of $200 million, and we have a little over 4,000 employees in the Western New York and Finger Lakes area.
So that's pretty impressive, you know. So now I guess we're going to talk a little bit, maybe a lot, about People Inc. because I can't believe all of the services and all of the various programs that they provide. It's a multi-specialty nonprofit health and human services agency, right?
That is correct.
And so what we mean by that is various, I could not believe the various services that are employed, that are included in this. So I'm going to let you start and tell us what the ones we should be talking about are.
Well, I think the agency was actually formed about 52 years ago by a group of parents who had children with developmental disabilities. Their kids were aging out of school, and there weren't a lot of opportunities once they reached 21, 22 years old. So we have a number of services for individuals with developmental disabilities, including residential programs. We have about 150 group homes. We have 25 day programs where people come during the day and do any number of things, from fine arts to learning activities of daily living to doing community volunteering, pre-vocational training. We run employment services. We assist individuals with disabilities in finding jobs and helping them be successful in their jobs. We do health care. We have licensed and certified home care, as well as rehabilitation services. So that's OT, PT, speech, and social work. In the early 1990s, we were asked by the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development if we might be interested in looking at doing housing for older adults, doing senior housing. So in the early 1990s, our very forward-thinking board felt that was within our mission, and we began to do affordable housing for seniors. We have 19 apartment complexes across the region. So if you are familiar or see any projects that have a flower name or a tree name, those are People Inc.
What's an example?
Oh, we have daffodil. We have iris. We have lily, lilac. We have them all.
All right, I got it.
We also, several years ago, began to do affordable housing, not necessarily just for seniors, but for anybody that needed affordable housing, in buildings that have set-aside units for people with disabilities. So it's a totally integrated apartment building. And we were very lucky. We've done about five of those projects in the last few years, and we are in the midst of, we're part of the redevelopment of Children's Hospital. There's going to be affordable senior housing there as part of that. We're just working with Mount Olive Baptist Church. We're a co-developer with them to do affordable housing behind their church on East Delavan. We built two large apartment buildings on Jefferson between Northampton, Southampton, and Dodge. We opened in the middle of the pandemic. We have 94 units there, filled up right away, and unfortunately we have over 350 people on our wait list for housing. So the need is incredible, and we will continue to develop programs that people need.
Now explain, when we say disabilities, to be eligible for services from People Inc., what is the various criteria that you mean when you say disabilities?
On the developmental disability side, that's a disability that occurred prior to the age of 22. Typically, those are things like an intellectual disability, cerebral palsy, autism, traumatic brain injury, could be other neurological impairments that lead you to need a little bit extra help and time to do things or support in the community. On the other side, as I said, we do senior housing. Some is for 55 and over, which is not seniors.
Definitely not.
And 62 and over, which is not seniors either.
Definitely not. If you say seniors, if you said that was seniors, your chair would like just go down, disappear. You'd disappear.
I'd be out. But so some of, you know, our different, we have a number of different programs. We provide services to people with traumatic brain injury, and that has a different set of criteria. We are also the ombudsman for New York State for four counties, which is we are in nursing homes as a for the folks that live there. If they have issues, questions, things they want to deal with, we're the ombudsman volunteer program. They come to us and we assist them in solving their problems. So we run lots of things.
It's amazing. It's sort of, you know, talk about seniors and then you talk about, you know, younger people as well. So it runs a very wide gamut.
Absolutely.
The services are amazing too. What I think is really important is the employment aspect, because we it's important to the economy, but as well as important to the person themselves, that they can still be productive members of society even though they have these disabilities. How does it work? How do you find the employers, and you know, how do you match the employee and the employers?
It's a wonderful program, and I think especially in this day and age where people talk so much about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, sometimes disability gets forgotten in that equation. And we run employment services. We work with folks pre-employment to help people, help them on their interview skills, help them put a resume together, how to do applications. And then people have job coaches. So when they have a job, they have a coach that comes in and works with them. So you as the employer, not only you're a supervisor, but you have that extra set of hands to help people learn their job. And we have a number of companies that we work with that employ people with disabilities. There are some special programs that employers can get into. We see a lot of small employers have programs where they can have folks with disabilities as interns for a year. They will be paid through the program, the employees, and then after a year, they've learned the job and they're hired on the spot. But Western New York, we have a lot of good employers that recognize what an individual with a disability can bring to their place of employment.
Well, I assume the idea is that even with, depending on what the person's disability is, they can still serve and be employed depending on what the employer does or what they're able to do or what they can be taught to do. And that's so important.
You know, we are in all types of businesses, from retail businesses to restaurant and fast food, cleaning businesses, manufacturing, clerical support. We can do just about anything. We have individuals that are very technology savvy and may work in an IT position. I think just like the general public, people with disabilities have run the gamut of interest, skills, and what they love to do. So give us a chance and contact us if you are an employer and are interested in hiring someone with a disability.
I'm going to give you an opportunity now and also in a couple of more minutes at the close of the program, tell people how they could how they can contact you.
Sure. They can contact us at 716-634-8132 or through our website, which is people-inc.org.
Just want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang, and our guest today is the president and CEO of People Inc., Rhonda Frederick, who has announced that she's going to be retiring after 43 years of service. She's here with us now, and I realize that the retirement is not until April 2023, so that's your idea, which I'm sure is a good one to have have People Inc. and the staff and the people know that you're going to be leaving so they can replace, you know, find a suitable replacement, I'm guessing?
That is correct. Our board of directors has engaged with a firm to help find the next CEO of People Inc. and to continue to bring the agency to the front and prepare for the future.
Now, a lot of the mission and what we're talking about is to see that achieve greater degree of independence and productivity for people, what we're talking about just now, who have disabilities but who can still, as we just mentioned, as we just, you know, pointed out, can be productive members of society depending on what they do, right?
Absolutely.
Depending on what, you know, what the disability is and so forth and so on. You also have residential day services. Well, we talked about the residential, right? What does day services mean?
Day services can range any number of things. They can be educationally based. And again, we're talking individuals who have graduated from high school or have left public school education. So it could be education. We have a fine arts program where we have some of the most talented people I have ever seen that do poetry writing, painting, dance, musical theater, you name it, they do it. Rap music, producing podcasts. So it's a great program for them. We do pre-vocational training. We do a lot of community activities. You can talk to a lot of other not-for-profits, and we are out there assisting them. We do Meals on Wheels. You know, we have groups that go out and do Meals on Wheels. We have groups that go to the SPCA and do dog walking. We have groups that make dog biscuits for the SPCA. Again, engaging in really functional activities and things that benefit the whole community. They're not just taking services, they're giving back to the community.
That is really super impressive also. And I don't know what it means by in-home supports, but you have people that actually go to somebody's home that needs help, a little bit of help, or
correct.
It's so hard to find, and I hear so many people that have issues that have to leave their home and go to a nursing home or an assisted living because they can't get the service to help them, the small amount sometimes that they need to get to stay in their own home.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do with just a little bit of, you know, someone coming in, and for our folks, you know, sometimes it's hands-on support. It could be that, but sometimes it's support with looking at your budget, planning out your meals, putting your grocery list together, getting to the grocery store and shopping, understanding, you know, making friends, you know, how you keep your social life going. So it runs the gamut of those with other, you know, as I said, we have certified home care, so we have therapists that can come in and do occupational therapy, physical therapy for folks that are recovering from sometimes surgeries, sometimes just they need, you know, a little bit of help to get them up and going. So there's a lot of services. We also provide something called respite, and that is for individuals that live with their families, but everybody needs a little break once in a while. And we can have someone come into the home so you can go out and go to the movies. You know, the family can do things they need to do, get a little bit of separation. We also have respite homes for individuals with disabilities where family has to go out of town, has a wedding. And so the individual comes, stays at our respite house, family goes off, and they come back together, and it just makes things so much easier. We all know living together 24/7, sometimes you just need a break from each other.
And especially when you're the caregiver, when you're the primary caregiver, it can be just draining, and also draining, demanding, and also can ruin the not in many ways the psychological way of the caregiver has a lot of problems, and to know that they could have somebody take over for them, even just as you said, respite, just yep. as the name implies, would make it so much more manageable.
Absolutely.
It's really important. I also noticed, and I thought we might talk a little bit about the health services. Now, I don't know how it relates when you say health-related services. How would it be like, how major, how minor, how thorough?
Yeah, we just built a new building at 800 Hurdle Avenue. It's on the corner of Hurdle and Elmwood. And we have rehab services there and counseling services, which are so incredibly important to people. And I think especially as we come out of the pandemic, a lot of folks that, you know, just need somebody to talk to, somebody to bounce things off so we can do those social work services. Other health-related services, we do consumer-directed home care, which is for individuals that are Medicaid eligible, and disability or not. We can assist them in hiring staff. They hire their own staff. We are assist with that to be the caregiver in the home. As you said, it's so hard to find these services, but a lot of times you have friends that might help you out, but you know they too need some financial assistance. They could help you and you would be paid for the assistance that you're giving. Again, keeping people in their homes and not in a nursing home or assisted living. People want to be home and they want to be in their own home, and we can help you do that.
It's definitely a priority. And
absolutely.
Also, society-wise, it's a priority to have people be able to be still live in their home as opposed to going into some assisted living or nursing home, because people are want their familiar surroundings and people around them. So it's a question of whether you're isolated, whether it's good to be in the home. It's a balancing act depending on whether you are the kind of person that could needs other people around you, or if you can be okay in your home and reach out to for assistance. So it's really important. I just found out also, reading the materials, that you are geographically, we should tell people how available you are pretty much everywhere in Western New York, and I'll let you say Rochester.
Yes, we expanded to Rochester a few years ago, but we have services in 8 counties of Western New York. Our residential services, our group home services, go from Chautauqua, Silver Creek in Chautauqua County, up to Niagara Falls, over to the city of Rochester. We really are quite diverse in our geographic reach.
And as far as employees go, I cannot believe, but what I started to say, I think at the top of the program, and I was going to say, you have to explain this to me, that you are one of the largest employers here in what? In Western New York?
Western New York, yes. Yes.
How does that happen? 4,000, with nearly 4,000 employees. People's Inc. is one of the largest employers. That's because you have so many different programs.
Absolutely, and we are always looking for great staff. Our direct support professionals are the backbone of our organization and what we do. People that provide that one-on-one, service. You as an individual, you as a family member, that person is so important to you that you're interacting with day in and day out, and we have so many great, great employees. But we have opportunities in a variety of areas. So again, I would ask people to come onto our website and take a look at what's available. We have full-time, we have part-time, we have per diem positions. So we're pretty flexible, too, with our hours. It's a great job for students. It's great experience. And as you're, moving into, even if it's you're not going to be in human services for your life, it's a very good experience. And other employers look very favorably on you working in the human service industry. So it's a great experience.
And the future, Rhonda Frederick might be listening today. to us and might say, I think I could start out as Rhonda did and work in a day situation and then work my way up to management. Where is the funding from for People Inc.?
The majority of our funding is insurance funding, is Medicare and Medicaid. But we also have grant funding. We also have foundation funding. We get a lot of support. We get support from, as I said, from HUD. Our affordable housing projects are, the development of those is funded by New York State Community and Housing and Community Renewal. So it comes from a lot of places.
And you mentioned before, but that there are the services that are needed after the pandemic that are a lot different, a little, maybe not a lot, but definitely different than what you needed before, which really has to do with mental health counseling of some kind.
That is absolutely correct. I think about the pandemic, and for us, our 150 group homes and went into, you know, quarantine, lockdown. The only people in and out were the staff. Family couldn't come in. Our staff were absolute healthcare heroes in what they did. But imagine you are somebody that is very used to a routine. There was no routine for months and months. And we really need to help people get back out into the community and feel comfortable.
So tell us again how people can get either information about services, information about employment, anything and everything they need to know about People Inc.
You can visit our website at www.people-inc.org, or you can call our main number at 716-634-8132.
Well, we all wish you the best of luck. It was a real pleasure and honor talking to you here on Target, and I suppose we'll be watching to see what your next chapter. It says retirement, but is that retirement period, or is there something in the future?
I know there will be something in the future. I'm not sure what it is yet, but there'll be something.
It doesn't seem like that a person with your energy for 43 years of service is just going to fade into the... No, that's not going to happen. Thanks so much. It was great talking to you. And thanks so much for listening to On Target this week. We hope you'll join me again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week and bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.